Welcome, everyone, to Dynamite. Missed you last week, but we're back this week talking about the Toronto Raptors. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today. So, obviously, talking about the team as currently constructed is a painful process. They're bad. There, we covered it. This has been a slog to the finish. So I thought today we would go into what did we learn this season. Take a look back, take a step back and see what we learned with this Toronto Raptors team this year. There's some good, actually there's quite a bit of good on here, but then there's some bad as well. The last 20 games of the season would definitely be a part of that. But I think the most important thing we learned about the Toronto Raptors this season is that Scottie Barnes is going to be just fine. He absolutely took a step back last season, and there was some concern about how this all was going to go. But I think this year, you saw an upgrade in his offensive abilities, his shot making, his creativity was all there. And so I think with that step forward, you see, A, there's some care there that he is still improving. There's some growth, and that this is absolutely a player that you can build around with this Toronto Raptors team. It wasn't all just stock rising 100% the whole season. There was an issue there where he was like walking off the court late or early, and maybe not necessarily fully engaged in some games. But I think overall, you see what he has put out, and you see how he has grown, specifically on the offensive end. Defensively, he's always been a beast, and he's going to continue to be a beast. And I think that he is going to end up on an all-defensive team at some point in the near future. Not this year, obviously, but I do think that is in his future. But offensively, I don't know if he's ever going to be like primary ball handler type of a guy, but he is going to be someone who you feel very comfortable with the ball in their hands. And I think another year of progression, and maybe we'll see that shot continue to grow. So I think overall, and I think this is the most important note for the franchise, because if it's not him, I don't know what it is. But they are, and they're already starting to build around him, right? Like the Quickley addition was absolutely 100% to get a guy who fits with Scottie Barnes. And I think a full season of those guys together is going to be a whole lot of fun. But I think the other thing that we learned this year is that RJ Barrett fits with this team really well. I think, like, obviously he had a lot of attention coming in because he's the Canada guy coming into the Canada team. But I think from a basketball standpoint, more of the focus was on Quickley. And RJ was there to make some salary work, but also there to, you know, get some headlines and we'll see, and maybe you flip him in a year. But I think that there is a legitimate fit, specifically in the Darko offense, that requires a lot of movement and requires a fairly high basketball IQ. RJ absolutely 100% has that. No question about it. And that is something that I think Raptor fans can feel really good about, is that this is a player that fits with this team and what they are looking to do. His vision, both in passing to the guys who are cutting and seeing when the open cuts are available, making those moves, and then his ability to finish at the rim, all of those things you feel very good about. Do you wish the shot was a little bit better? Yeah. But, I mean, that's the entire Raptors team. But I do think with the offense that Darko has implemented and with what they are trying to do, this is a player that I think fits with the Toronto Raptors. And I think another thing we have learned this year is that this is a team that is putting a priority on guys who fit right now. And I think a big fit there are the two bigs in Jakob Poeltl and Kelly Olynyk. And we also learned this year that they complement each other really, really well. Both guys can defend. Like Olynyk switched everything as he's been playing. And I'm not putting him up against LeBron or anything. Well, maybe a bad example because you might. But I'm not like, oh yeah, go guard Shea Gilgeous-Alexander for 35 minutes. But in a switch situation, you're fine. He can be a little overmatched at times, but as a backup five, you have no problem with it. And Poeltl, again, like defensively, he has been great. And he has been such a rock for this team. You really see when he is not in the lineup how much things fall apart. But these guys, like I said, they complement each other's games really, really well in that they are both like very effective bigs in their own ways. But one way that you feel specifically comfortable with them is their ability to pass. Basically, the second unit ran through Kelly Olynyk at the top, and his passing ability was excellent. And you saw it early in the year with Poeltl and Siakam. Obviously, that's not a combination that's going to be happening anymore. But you saw it this season with Poeltl and Siakam doing some high-low stuff. I think it went great. And I think, again, Poeltl fits with this offense. You get a screen, not even just a screen roll, but like a pick and pop. He goes up to the top, and then he can kind of run the offense from there. Well, while this team either lets quickly adjust to being their point guard or goes out and drafts another one, I think either way, Poeltl is going to fit with this team quite well. And again, fits the whole scheme of things. The other... another player thing that I think we learned this season is Grady Dick has kind of been as advertised. It took a while, right? Like, it did not click initially. But I think as the season has gone on, you are seeing the type of offensive player that this kid really is. Because you think, like, okay, he's just spot a three-point shooter. You're going to get that. And, like, the Raptors need that for sure. But he is so much more than that. He is looking to attack. And if you give him a three... he'll take the three and he'll probably ram it down your throat. But he is going to be someone who is looking to get to the rim and looking to create better opportunities, not just settling for his jump shot. And I appreciate the effort that he has shown this season. Defensively, he's not awesome, but he's at least going to give it all he has. And so I think there's something there with Grady Dick. We've talked about it before. Could he be in the starting lineup next year? Maybe. Given how this team is currently constructed, Trent, I would be surprised if he comes back. So you would have quickly Dick, RJ, Scotty, and Poeltl as your starting five. It's not a championship winning team, but we know that. But I wouldn't mind giving Grady a little bit more of a look. And I think we also learned that there are a couple of other pieces here. Like Ogbaji, I think is a good bench option. Nwora, I think, is a fine bench option as well. Like, this is a team that has accumulated now a little bit of depth. There's still a long way to go, but they've accumulated, I think, a fair amount of depth here. And then the last kind of positive for me is I think Darko is the right guy for this job right now. We will see. I did something similar with this with the Calgary Flames podcast that I do earlier today. We'll see a few years down the road when winning starts to matter a little bit more. But for right now, I think he has done a pretty good job of implementing his system, getting this team to move, getting this team to actually have somewhat of an offense, because that was a problem in the last couple of years of Nick Nurse, where it was very stagnant, and it was like the half-court offense was a real problem for this team. I think roster construction was a real problem for this team, but I do think the half-court offense was a bit of a thing, and Darko has come in, implemented a lot more motion, a lot more movement, and created a system where not everyone's going to fit in it, but created a system where they're going to be able to take advantage of either some teams taking them lightly or just some teams who aren't very good defensively, because you are going to have to work next season to play the Toronto Raptors. I don't know if they'll be any good, but you're going to have to work next year to play the Toronto Raptors, and I think Darko has done a pretty good job in year one. Also, you do have to like how he stood up for his players, right? Like, the Scotty Barnes rant is going to be an all-time one. Like, right? Like, he is going to be the face of the league. Might be a bit of an overstatement, but I do think that that type of a thing is something that gets noticed by the players. The main negative for this season for the Raptors that we learned is it's something that we knew already, but it really was driven home this year, that this whole thing is happening a year or two too late. You can understand, like, going back to 2020, you can understand trying to hold on, right? Like, Kawhi leaves for the Clippers, but you're the defending champions. Let's see what they got. They end up going into the bubble, giving the Boston Celtics all they can handle, and that they end up getting knocked out. But a fine defense of the championship. But at that point, you kind of had to feel like it was done, right? Like, you kind of had to get the sense, like, okay, that this thing isn't working. And then the year after that, like, so 21, it's like, okay, well, it's really not working here, guys. Why are we trying to do this? And you keep kicking the can down the road, and then eventually, like, Lowry leaves for free, Van Vliet leaves for free, and now you have Siakam and Anunoby, and I think the returns on those deals are fine. The Siakam one is a little underwhelming. Like, it felt like they were one good piece away from feeling good about that Siakam trade, but you still came out okay on that one. And on the OG one, they were clearly looking for guys who could help them out now. And you get quickly and Barrett, guys who, like I've said, specifically in RJ, and we'll see on quickly how well they fit into the system 2, 3, 4 years down the road. But quickly and Scotty Barnes feels like a good basketball match. So I think they did pretty well. But if they made these moves a year ago, I think you get an absolute haul. And if they did this, what is happening this year, last year, in a significantly better draft, then you feel, I think, really, really good about where the franchise is going into things. As it sits right now, you have a couple of draft picks that you're not overly excited about. You have Scotty Barnes, who you can build around. You have Quickly, who is wait and see. You have RJ, who fits but has a bit of a ceiling. And Pirtle, ditto. There isn't a whole lot to get super excited about right now. Like, there isn't that clear path to where this gets good again. Just hit my monitor for no reason. But, like there is no... There's no clear, okay, this, then this, then this, and then they'll be good again. It's kind of, well, there's something here, so let's see if they can get on that. And everyone's really down on this draft class, but if they think they can scout it pretty well, then maybe there's something there. Like, you're kind of grasping to see what this team could really be. And I think if they had done this certainly a year prior, probably a couple of years prior, and maybe even two or three years prior, then you'd feel even more better about where things are at right now. But as it stands, like I said, it feels like there could be something here when everyone is healthy, but they have a long way to go. All right, that's going to do it for the show today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Obviously, it has not been a fun time watching the Raptors lately, so I appreciate you checking this out. If you're listening, thank you. Make sure you subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching, make sure that you hit that subscribe button, like, and leave a comment. As I mentioned before, did Blasty Banter earlier today, talking about the Calgary Flames, and did this kind of format. And coming up in a little bit, going to be doing a legacy look on The Rock as we get ready for his involvement in WrestleMania 40 with some NFL talk off the top. So thank you guys so much, and I will talk to all of you later. I'm out.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.